USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several U.S. states now slowing or in some cases reversing their efforts to reopen their economies as the coronavirus surges again, especially in the southern U.S., with record daily numbers of new cases being reported. Some places that had been in the middle of phased-in reopenings are still going to let businesses open with limited capacity and other restrictions. In other areas, businesses like bars and gyms that were going to be allowed to reopen are now going to have to wait.
I'll have you check your gauntlets in place and check your three taps as well, please.
That's the sound as two American astronauts are taking a spacewalk outside the International Space Station at this hour.
So, both gauntlets are in place and tap checking in work.
Copy.
It's the last of a series of spacewalks to replace solar batteries on the ISS. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A sweeping police reform bill headed to the U.S. Senate now. After passage by the U.S. House yesterday, the Democratic measure banning police chokeholds and so-called no-knock warrants. It also sets up a national database to track police misconduct. The legislation is facing a chilly reception, though, in the Republican-led Senate, where Democrats have been blocking action through procedure on a Republican reform bill.
Our Democratic colleagues tried to say with straight faces they want the Senate to discuss police reform while they block the Senate from discussing police reform.
That's Republican leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor. The U.S. House today will vote on a bill that would make the District of Columbia the nation's 51st state. Stocks opening lower on Wall Street. All three major stock indexes have been down since the opening bell. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A government watchdog report claims the CDC hurt efforts to track coronavirus infections, making it more difficult for the nation to safely reopen. The Government Accountability Office report criticizes the agency for incomplete and inconsistent data, a delay in response to the virus, and shortages in testing supplies and protective equipment. More than 122,000 Americans have now died from COVID-19 complications. Another country music group changing its name to remove what are considered controversial slavery-era references. The Dixie Chicks have now changed their name to The Chicks. As of now, they've done so on social media and on their website. They haven't issued a formal statement, though, on this change, but they do feature a quote on their website that says they wanted to meet this moment. Lady Antebellum recently renamed themselves Lady A. Costco's free samples are back, but in a whole new way. They're now prepackaged, and they're being kept behind plexiglass shields, but they are still free. So at least 30 stores have them so far, and the retail giant is saying that it will have more coming online soon at stores across the nation. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.